Chapter 10. Anna woke up and heard voices. Happy voices. Students. It was morning and the school was open. Anna started to shout.
Help! Help!
A teacher removed the ventilation grill and helped Anna out of the space. There were a lot of students and teachers watching, including the headmaster, Roger Clark, not Alan. His face was completely white, and he started to move away slowly. Anna told the story. When she mentioned the headmaster, everybody looked round to see him, but he wasn't there.
"There he is!"
shouted a boy. Mr. Clark was at the front entrance and he escaped.
"Oh!"
said Anna.
"The cases! What about the cases?"
A teacher opened the cases. There was £100,000 inside.
"Call the police,"
the teacher said. The police arrived and listened to Anna's story. They went immediately to the headmaster's house. The front door was open and they heard voices.
"Tony, we have to leave now."
"Okay, Dad."
Tony and his father walked out of the door and stopped when they saw the police.
"Oh no, we're finished."
The police discovered that Tony was the bank robber in the newspaper article. His father, Roger Clark, wanted to help his son, so he tied up his brother, Alan, the real headmaster, and pretended to be him. Then they hid the money in the school.
"It's prison for you two," said a policeman to Tony and Roger.
£100,000!
Said John and Mary together, when they heard what was in the cases. "You can buy a house with that," added John. The school returned the money to the bank. The bank gave a reward to the school, and the school spent the money on a big party for the heroes, Mary, Anna, and John. The students and teachers had a great time. Mary and John returned to work at the school. John was very happy. Everybody talked to him in the morning and evening. He and Mary started to exchange books again. Then, one day, John decided to write a book.
"What's the book called?"
asked Mary. "Footsteps," answered John.